This is the BBC Light Programme, Tiddy Pong.
And now the same thing in Arabic.
Tiddy Pong! It sounds naughty.
It is.
And there's more where that came from.
Back, you fumed frog of a man.
Mr. Greenslade, clutch the shins and announce this announcement on the wireless set.
Hello, England! Hello? Oh, I don't know. I give up. Really, this is too much.
Snatching up his dying announcement, Ned continues. Aye.
Hello, Hawks! Leather speaking trumpet announcement in the modern wireless talking monohawks. To celebrate the 200th anniversary of burns, cuts, and bruises, we go to the cruddy, crab-ridden seashore of the Scotland, Hawks.
Arne are the big nerd, the noon lach, nern the line.
Oh, marner, no,
and now, folks, the tale. 'Twas a dark and windy night. And as far as the eye could see, and the teeth could chew, it was 1878, and the cringe won the club.
In the programme, too.
In the year 1878, I had a bridge building company in Socky Hall Street. I didn't have an office, but I did have a Socky Hall Street. Yeah, that's Celtic versus the Rangers.
While half Scotland crammed the football stadium, Ned diligently went about building his business.
I belong to Glasgow. Ice cream, football badges, bandages, guns, clubs. Dear old Glasgow town. Thank you, sir. A dud Burmese sixpence. Scotland forever, sir.
Ach aye, and ahoy, Veyman. It's a warm brach mulach lacht for the shirach, the new one.
And bless old Gala, too, boy.
Folks, I don't know how I get these parts. I just don't know.
What about me, boy? They got me down as a Chinese.
Man, you won't get away with it.
I know, boy. It's the old conk that gives me away.
Hello, I'm Max. It keeps the rain off your tie, mate.
Yes. Yes, that conk is working for me, boy. Plutchy!
Here, howdy, howdy on here. What's all this? An Englishman, Irishman, and a Jew, what you are doing, Alden?
We're just posing for a joke.
Can't you read that airy sign, mate? No posing for English, Irish, or Jewish jokes on even dates. Lift up your hat. Now sign this receipt for that lump I just give you.
There.
What's this, Maureen Shag? Is that your name?
No, that's the name of my signature.
Hark on it. It's the sound of a pea vibrating inside a metal cylinder agitated by human wind. Known to the outside world as the Rosa's Flute or the Nark's Lullaby. Yeah, them criminals don't half lead us a dance, matey.
Take your partners for the smash and grab Wednesday. Gad, what a night that was.
You dance divinely, little hybrid fellow.
You must be Lou Brager.
You devil. Is that your barrel organ outside?
Yes.
Drive me to the millionaire's entrance of the unemployment exchange.
Splendid! And it's his turn on the barrel organ.
Step on it.
So saying, he threw down a dog in.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Socky Hall Labour Exchange.
Oh, what a glorious sight to see. 10,000 unemployed Scotsmen, all happy and free. They lay there kipping row after row. And, oh, and oh.
Everybody quiet.
Who is there? Who is out there? Is it what?
No, it's me, Finn, friend of the weary.
The door was opened by a heavily strained wreck, wearing the string remains of an ankle-length vest, a second-hand filby, and both feet in one sock.
And there's more where that came from. I'm a true son of the fifth and public apart.
Ned, this is the great French revolutionary shop steward and rifle range target, Count Jim Le Steamnuts Moriarty. Men of the Royal Labour Exchange, I have good news. I recently had talks with the Prime Minister and he has granted us a further extension of unemployment. As the Highlanders shout hooray, Max Conk's Geldray was seen for to play.
Hooray! Time for the brandy!
A rocky ledge on Skillabray, I announce part two. Why I'm on a rocky ledge on Skillabray, I just don't know. I am but a humble announcer, and these seabirds are no respecters of persons.
Three blissful months I've spent in the Labour Exchange, and then one day.
The pod trigger!
You fume frog! I thought you told me that phone was unemployed. Ned, you take it. It might be the fiend work.
Anyway, chaps, they'll never know.
Hello, Israeli Embassy Golders Green here.
Scottish Labour Exchange?
Yes. Oh, I give it away, oh.
Oh. Listen, Jim.
I'm listening to him.
Is that Seagon, the famous bridge builder?
Yes, indeed. My famous spread from the little basement I work in to the old lady next door and back again.
Okay, Jim, come to this address at once, Jim. It means money, money.
Money!
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 From a straitjacket at the bottom of the Thames, I announce a meeting of the Glasgow LCC.
Enough now, lads. What's the date?
The 1st of June.
Aye, well, we must now declare Hogmanay officially over.
Hoots, Mon, sir. The applicants for the new bridge is waiting the new Ocht Eye, Mon.
Who's first?
Ocht Eye, Mon. Hoots, Mon, oi. MacEckle.
You ever built bridges before?
Yeah. I built the bridge. I built that bridge in the Blackwater. And I just finished the fort bridge.
When did you build that?
After the first tree fell down.
Well, if it's as old as that gag, I'm not surprised. Well, let's hear the plans for the new bridge.
Okay. I'll sing it. My idea of a bridge of the River Tay could be made a nice thing in wood and string with all them nice glue, and it would have all them nails in it.
That's all right, lads. Put the claymores away. Mr. MacEckles, that bridge don't sound very good to me.
Well, perhaps if I get a better singer to sing it.
No, it's not your voice or your bridge. It's, well, it's hard to explain without a mirror, you know.
What? What? You better watch out in Scottish mind, or I'll tell what happened at the ball of Killymuir.
Don't stop it, lad!
I saw them in the haystacks, yeah. I saw them in the ricks. I could have heard the music. Ow!
Got him. Right in the credentials.
Next one. Hello, hello, Scottish folk divine. I will now sing and play my own bridge divine. I will build a bridge of power across the river Tay, where the dawn comes up like thunder and a China across the bay. On the road to Old Bombay, where the cross-eyed hag is played out with the English lonely Bruce. Hip, hip, hip.
Seagoon, the job is yours.
Stop, stop!
I second that. Let us have fair play. There is still one more bridge to be sung. My client, the great French financial disaster, has this to say.
Telepong, that is neon. Honey don't, honey don't. Telepong, that is neon. Honey
I must admit, his bridge sounds longer.
Well, I'll sing an extra bit on mine. Another 20 feet or more is all I ask. I build a bridge of power across the river Tay, where the north comes up like thunder, shine as a bright of day.
All through the steaming, porridge-ridden night, the two bridge builders extolled their plans in song. My client with his powerful French bridge against the mighty of Seagoon's last oars.
Ah, Senoya! my weak ankles.
Hard luck, Moriarty.
Congratulations and hatred, Ned. All's fair in love and war. Let us supply you with the steel for the bridge.
Have you any samples?
And there's more where that came from, Ned.
This looks remarkably like Tower Bridge.
You'll get no rubbish from us, Ned. Here. Sign the exclusive contract on this bomb. There. Nothing can revoke it. Moriarty, unchain a fresh Ray Ellington.
Man, this is the worst contract I ever had. Baby, baby, what is wrong with you? Tell me, baby, what are you gonna do? Is you my baby now? I wanna know right now. I waited 7 days, seven lonely nights, wondering why, baby, you don't write. You told me you love me, and I believed in you. Tell me, baby, what's wrong with you? Is you is still my baby now? Ooh, I wanna know right now. I told you, baby, time and time again, I will love you and be your friend. Listen to me, listen, tell me please, a word from you will put my mind at ease. Is you is still my baby now? Ooh, I wanna know right now. I want to hold you in my arms at night, tell you, baby, everything's all right. You mean everything in the world to me. Whatever you is, that's what I wanna be. Is you is still my baby now. I wanna know right now.
That was Ray Ellington and his appliances. The applause was recorded by professional mourners. Now, strapped to the railway lines at Paddington, I announce part two, the bridge over the River Tay, the blasting operation.
Heaven, that cleared it. Ah. All right, lad, it's clear. You can come out.
Oh. Oh.
What?
Oh.
What's this black dress hanging in a tree? What? What is it, madam?
Oh. Oh. I was collecting seagulls' eggs up the cliff. There was an explosion. Henry went up in the air, and I went down.
Oh, she's fainted. Thank heavens the ground broke her fall. Let me open her handbag and let some of that heavy, naughty money out. I am counting it now. See how I count.
8, 9, 10, 10. 9, 10 and 10 pence. 10 and 10 pence. 10 and 11 pence.
Oh, where am I?
In debt, my dear.
Major Bloodlock, why aren't you on the job?
This poor female egg collector fainted from faint and had been struck down in the prime of her 89th year.
Where's Henry?
He's been buried alive on 1,000 tons of earth.
Thank heaven he's safe.
She doesn't look very well. We must get her to a graveyard as soon as possible.
Pardon me, sir. It's part four.
No, we must hurry. Over to part four and me.
Oh, folks, it's me. Now back to him.
Thank you, me.
Thank me, you too.
Oh.
What's this approaching, wearing a transparent kilt?
This, sir, is a special kilt designed for patriotic Scottish nudists. Now tell me, is that the new bridge over the Tay?
Yes, made of solid leather and due to be opened by Captain Webb, who will swim it.
With red drawers of the smallest grist, no doubt.
Aye, aye.
May I introduce myself, sir. I am William J. McGonagall, poet and tragedian and twit. Allow me to pen a verse of appreciation. Let me get the feel of the tone. With me tonight. There's no doubt. Oh, beautiful new bridge over the Silvery Tay, which has caused the Maharaja of Pakistan to leave his home far away, incognito in his dress, as he will pass this way on his journey to Inverness.
Oh, jolly good. Now, I'll just put the bandage around your eyes.
Game!
Just one moment, sir. Underneath the bridge, there will travel ships. I see. What is that cooking? Oh, cheap.
He's dropped his sporran. Hello, hello, hello. What's this approaching? Three ghee-covered Hindus with revolving knees and a touch of the Pune crut.
Hello, hello, man. I am Pandit Banerjee, and this is Dr. Fred Kukrum. And this here, wearing the pole, is the Waziri tribal chief from Katani, sir.
Let me do the talking, Banerjee.
You shall do it indeed. I never did you ever talk.
All right, then. All right, I am doing it.
You were under control of me, the boy.
I am doing the talking.
At the Bishop High School in Pune.
That is right.
Across the racecourse.
Very fine European cantonment school. Hello, mister, my fine fellow. We are here shopping for Hindu Railways Incorporated. Pandit Nehru said, get out there, Panaji boy, and get the European-style bridge built. That is what he said to me. European.
Would you care to stay to dinner?
Oh, my goodness, we would, yes.
Oh, blast. Well, unfortunately, our dinner's at the Menders.
Oh, dear. The terrible blow to us, you. Terrible blow. Never mind. I have here a red-hot ball curry and chicken vindaloo.
Curry? Never, no. That terrible burning the morning after. No, I won't have any more.
Bloodnuff! You! So we meet again, mate.
Oh. It's the red bladder, my mortal enemy from Ferozepur. Put that sword down, sir, I can explain everything.
Well, you steal three wives from my harem in 1923. Me feel the pinch.
Don't worry, Muller. They're all still in working order, I assure you. I'll go and get them from my country home.
Taxi!
On the morrow, the first train was to pass over the bridge, but that night, plotters were at work. Tittly-tito for dung!
Beyond that bush.
Black Hawk Demon Bridge Destroyer.
You got the dynamite?
Yes, I have. This will cost you a pretty penny.
I ain't got a pretty penny.
Well, two ugly ones were doing.
Hey, you two spotty hermits.
Oh, that's Ned, and he's got his hat on.
Hands up, Ned man. That hat does not fright us.
Blast, give me that silly bit of twig.
You fool man, this twig contains a torch battery that releases a paralyzing electric shock. Scringy, it will go. Touch the end and see.
There.
Oh, it's a good job it wasn't switched on.
He's passed out, and it suits him.
Come on, Mad Dan, while it's dark, we must saw down that bridge.
Yeah.
Phew. This girder is tough.
Man, that's my leg.
Oh, wow. Who are you doing?
I don't know, but it's too dark to see.
Yeah. You ever been married to Ritter Ayworth?
Nope.
It's all right, because he's one of us.
Me got 800 wives.
You better sit down.
Come on, I set the dynamite to go off at dawn. I do feel mean, Nickel.
Keep the engine running.
Strapped down in a trough filled with sulfuric acid, I announce part 6, the denouement at dawn.
Touch, touch.